This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to our Best of Open for Business Conversations in 2019 special. My name is Jeff Sandhu. You know the drill. This year, we had over 250 interviews that took place on our show. And this is where we look back at all of them and pick out the most interesting conversations we've had month by month. This episode takes a look at the month of June. And we start things off with GrubCycle. GrubCycle is a social supermarket dedicated to reduce food waste by selling edible surplus food from supermarkets and restaurants at below market price. We catch up with what they've achieved since their last chat with us in 2016, including their funding procurements, award wins, and goals for expansion. Here in this clip, they discuss the advantages of being funded by a VC, as well as having a small number of staff. Usually founders can get a bit cagey about their funding, but here Reza Shahid is refreshingly candid.
You still consider yourself a social enterprise,
yes,
though.
Yes, correct.
Right? It's still a social enterprise. And of course, businesses as a social enterprise, it has to be sustainable.
Yep.
It has to be profitable in the long term. Okay, now along the way, you also received a VC funding by Mountain Partners and Elite Ventures, so 1337 Ventures. What was that about?
So with Mountain Partners, because when we started, we need some capital for manpower. And with all the grants that we receive, some of them doesn't apply for salary. So with Mountain Partners, just an insider, I worked with Mountain Partners before I started Grub. So I kind of like work with them. I kind of tell them this is what I want to do. And they're nice to tell me, like, if you share me the projection, how you want to grow the business, they will come in. So they kind of help us to kickstart our business. So with the manpower we have, and then with Lead Ventures, it's basically by a program with Neo program. What I like about having a VC in the business, because I think VC, they work with a lot of startups as well. So they kind of consider as a mentor slash advisor. So they kind of tell me like, okay, Reza, this is how you want to do. This is how you want to learn, and this is how you can connect. Especially with Lead, what I like about is because they have a lot of accelerator programs. So they also have a lot of other startups who they feel can collaborate with us. So that's how I see. And then it goes back to networking. It goes back to collaboration. When you are small, you need to meet more people. You need to collaborate so that you can learn and grow faster.
Is that why you've kept your staff to a very minimal amount? To a very small number?
Yes, because I already know, as a startup, you won't get profitable within 2 or 3 years. So I feel like rather than I hire more people straight away, why don't I maintain with 3 or 4 and try to understand what is the main business model for GrubCycle. So that's why now, once we are confirmed, that's why I'm looking second half of this year to have more than 5, maybe reach to 10 by end of the year. Because now we know what's the sustainable business model for the company.
Following that, we had Jasmine Amirul Ghani and Sharmila Sinathurai of Hire.Seniors. So today, seniors are healthier, more active, and have a longer life expectancy than before, thanks to the advancements in medical sciences. Where in the past, retirement used to mean the end of work, studies now show that a majority of people plan to continue working after they retire, and often in new and different ways. So we spoke to Jasmine Amirul Ghani and Sharmila Sinathurai, the founders of Hire.Senior. They are post-retirement job specialists that are via their online platform, working to create career opportunities for seniors in Klang Valley. They spoke to us on the challenges of trying to connect seniors to jobs that they would want to take on, and how companies would benefit from harnessing what is now being termed the grey power of post-retirement employees.
Maybe you can talk to us about the trends that you've noticed in the senior job hunting market. What are the key driving forces behind post-retirement employment? Why do these seniors want to get back into the workforce?
There are two groups, basically. One group is definitely the ones that feel that they really still need the financial support, and therefore they are looking for employment post their retirement. The other group is really the one that feels that I don't need the financial support, but I do want to feel like I'm contributing back to the economy. And they're willing to do roles that, you know, don't cater, demand high salaries or salaries for themselves, but they just want to contribute back.
So I think what we wanted to do was we wanted to offer employers the ability to hire from an untapped resource pool, right? And why we say untapped, that's something that a lot of employers are not looking at right now. And seniors come with, you know, vast experience. They've worked 30, 40 years, right? Mm. They've been there, they've done that, they've seen it all. So at the end of the day, I think employers need to start looking at them as a potential pool without any competition from, you know, others, right? And at the end of the day as well, I think for employers, they get the ability to hire seniors on a temporary basis, on an ad hoc basis. That gives them flexibility as well. So the story I shared about my husband wanting to hire somebody, you don't need a full-time employee sometimes. You just need someone to come in and get the job done for a short period of time and go, right? And he also then said that he couldn't hire a fresh graduate because they didn't have the experience. Mm. So that's the benefit that comes with hiring seniors. They come with the ready experience and you can use them specifically for areas like, say, someone's going on maternity leave for 3 months. You could hire a senior to take their place for a short while. So those are some of the examples that we're sharing with employers that are the benefits of hiring seniors.
And that's it for our June edition of the Best of Open for Business Conversations in 2019 special. You can find all the links on the podcast site, the BFM app, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast fix. My name is Jeff Sandhu and you've been listening to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.